Hey, what's going on? What's happening in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I like to talk about the tag and release of sharks. I know I open a can of worms here, but hey, it is time that you get a different viewpoint of this issue. In my opinion, tag and release is just wrong. So what is tag and release? Well, it's you catch a shark, you put a tag on it, and you let the animal go. Well, you may think that's not really a problem. So why? Why am I against it? Because this practice of tag and release justifies fishermen to keep fishing for sharks and also justifies their pastime practice that they help scientists to get data. And more importantly, or most importantly, they feel that they do not do actual harm to the animals. I can't blame their stupidity. That is just an inevitable part of their being. But I can't believe that some scientists, shark scientists, actually support this type of animal abuse. You may think I'm a bit harsh with these people, even more so since killing the animal would be even worse. Granted, killing them would be worse, but letting animals suffer for the sake of wanting to reel them in is just cruel and should not be tolerated. So let's dissect this a bit. A shark needs to get hooked in order to get tagged, right? So there's the main problem. Sharks need to be caught. I understand that people like to fish, but what kind of satisfaction is it that a fisherman gets from reeling a shark in? The cheap thrill of an animal that tries to get away? The questionable manhood confirmation of battling nature, or just the simple fact that one can aim and win against a larger predator? I'm sure there are plenty more reasons why fishermen do what they do and believe they can justify it as well. Most, if not all, believe that this is a sport. Fishing or hunting, for that matter, is not a sport. Not by a long shot. It is just a glorifying labeling for torturing and hurting animals. So let's look into the animal's pain. Yes, you heard right, the animal's pain. It is common wisdom by now, or at least it should be, that sharks, or bony fish for that matter, experience pain when a hook is pushed through parts of their mouth. So naturally, these animals try to get away to eliminate or reduce the pain. But by trying, they increase more pain, even more so since the fisherman now starts his or her torture by reeling the animal in. So that's just wrong. And that's just that. Depending on the struggle and the duration of it, sharks and bony fish have been known to die during this practice. Of course, they may still be alive when released, and the damage may not be obvious, but since nobody feels the need to stick with the shark until one can make sure that the animal will make it, we have hardly a clue how many sharks will make it. There is research out there that's been done that showed that some of these sharks die after they have been caught and then released. We should use such work to push for a ban of tag and release. So let's assume now that the shark is brought alongside of the boat, still with the hook through its face and being tagged. What do these tags actually do? Well, not much, except that the scientists then know where and when what shark has been caught. So no information except what species has been caught can be used until the shark is caught again. So a shark has to get hooked twice and go twice through this ordeal until a scientist can say anything at all. So what is the information gained? The information is that one can then say how long the shark did not get caught or how far away it was caught of the initial catch. This second part is lame and very, very inaccurate. A shark could have swum around the world and end up at the same spot when it's caught again, so that what the answer would be, the shark did not leave the area at all. So how about that? So is that worth the effort? Definitely not. But some scientists justify their programs or grant money with these data. Of course, once in a while, there is a record distance to be mentioned, and that is helpful. But even this does not overall justify the tag and release bullshit. Of course, you may now say, wait a minute, how about satellite transmitters and their use? Granted, that is a different story since you can get quite a bit of data out of these animals. But yes, there is another but. Back when I started, it was new and innovative, but today, I can't even keep up who tagged what and which paper has been written on what species. Overall, it is all the same. Just put a satellite tag on another species and see where it goes. Of course, the results can be helpful. For example, one finds the nursery ground of a species or something similar, thus be able to protect this area. But has this ever been done after one found such areas? No, it has not. So what good does it do to the very animal that had to carry a satellite tag on its back for an extended period of time? Not much. I know I sound not very positive when it comes to tagging, and yeah, that's true. For me, tagging is just a project without any imagination, and the results reflect that quite well, or the application after that, what you do with the data. So if we would limit tag and release to the actual attachment of satellite tags, a certain justification could be made, and it would cut out the sport fishermen. So a proponent for tag and release could offer a positive spin to this practice. But how about all the idiots who don't tag the sharks and just catch them from shore or just tag and release them once in a while? Well, you can imagine what I have to say about these people. But anyway, back to tagging. The basic question that should be asked is if humans should be allowed to put tags on animals to begin with. Some applications can be tolerated to some extent to make it overall better for a shark species, should one be able to pinpoint, again, nursery grounds, for example, feeding areas and such, and based on that, create protected areas. But beyond that, a justifiable scenario is hardly found. If tagging should be further tolerated, it should be reduced to scientists who have to get a license by submitting the proposal what the purpose of the project is. Beyond that, the simple tagging and release that sport fishermen celebrate should not be allowed anymore. So that leaves scientists to do their own fieldwork. I understand that many researchers have not seen a boat from up close or never even been underwater, but hey, if you want to be a shark scientist who looks for certain answers, be your own field team. Tag and release is something we have to stop. Fishermen cannot just hook animals, sharks or fish for that matter, for the sole purpose of the thrill and their fun. It's hurting and torturing these animals. I can't imagine that there is no law that prohibits that. How come we just be allowed to go out in nature and just catch animals for the sake of catching them, tag them and let them go? If we look into other animal groups like mammals, well, there are quite a few restrictions. You cannot just go out there and catch a bear, tag the bear and release the bear. So, well, where's the difference? I don't really see any big difference. So in my world, if you go fish for bony fish, you catch the fish, you eat the fish. But you just going to out there, catch a fish, tag the fish and release it again just for the thrill you can. And the same goes for sharks. You cannot allow to keep catching sharks for the heck of catching them and let them go. With a tag or without tag. I just think this is plain wrong. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.